Okay, yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And be sure and connect with us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And you can always go back, hey, check out our podcast page, all of our shows at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And up next in our interview, it is the one that you've been waiting for. We're going to dive in. We're going to preview the 2014, the 2015 men's college basketball season. And how about last year, UConn's improbable run to the NCAA title? And how the season ended. It's certainly, all I have to say is my takeaway from that was it inspired a lot of teams and that the race is wide open. So right now, joining us on the Stuart Cadillac phone line is Ken Davis. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Ken Davis, of course, is a sports writer and author, and he's going to give us the helping hand on tonight's preview. How are you, Ken? It's been way, way, way too long.
Doing great, E, and time for my favorite part of the year when the college hoop starts up. So we're getting it going, getting it cranked up this weekend, and we're back. As you mentioned, we haven't been out on the floor since the UConn Huskies won it in Dallas, and that was an incredible story to chronicle their fourth national championship, and that's just got a kind of amazing seeing as how I came here in 1985, and they were in the bottom of the Big East Conference back then. So it's been quite a ride since 1999 when they won that first one, and now they got four banners hanging up at Gamble Pavilion. Pretty amazing.
Well, it all starts with leadership, and Kevin Ollie, and I know the last time you were on the show, that was a big part of our conversation. I mean, it all starts with leadership.
It does, and Kevin's just been amazing. I mean, to do this in his second season as a head coach in the NCAA, and that first year they were banned from the tournament, and you know, he still got 20 wins out of them during that ban, and you know, then he was pursued quite heavily in the days and the weeks, right? Well, even during the Final Four, but immediately after, his name was mentioned with the Lakers job and the Cavaliers job, and he ended up getting a nice new package, re-upping, and he'll stay here a while for sure. You never know. He's young still. I think he's 42 now, and so you've got he's got a bright future ahead of him, and you know, that was a big boost for his career, obviously, but he hasn't forgotten where he came from, where he's going, and he's still very focused and worked real hard on the recruiting trail over the summer. I mean, you know, that doesn't surprise me, but if you win a national championship, I suppose some people can relax, but he hit the recruiting trail hard, and they're in the running for two really big recruits that we're going to find out between now and November 21st that could just propel them into more championships over the next couple of years, because I think this kind of view this season as a transition year. Although I think they're a Sweet 16 team. I really do. Mm-hmm. And then of course, once you get in the tournament, you know, you never know. I mean, no one expected them to get to the Sweet 16 last year and then beat Iowa State, Michigan State, Florida, and Kentucky consecutively, and that's when it really got fascinating. I mean, they were one basket away from losing their first game, and then they went into overtime against St. Joseph's, and then that just really seemed to propel them. And once they beat Iowa State, the way they looked that night in Madison Square Garden, you knew they had a chance, and they just became this very confident team. And it's like you said, it's always wide open. It really is. I mean, we look at right now, starting out with Kentucky, and people say they have two NBA teams, and you know, maybe they do. I mean,
right.
I don't know if they go out and beat an NBA team, but they're certainly loaded. I think it's 9 McDonald's All-Americans, the most anybody's ever had on one team. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, John Calipari, yeah, he added 4 more McDonald All-Americans. I mean, that's a tough team to beat, and as you said, their B team could probably be starting anywhere in the country too. It's crazy.
That's what everybody's saying that's seen them so far. I haven't seen them on TV or anything. So, you know, then it's the chore of putting things together and getting some chemistry. And it worked well for the Wildcats in 2012 when they won. It didn't work so well the next year when they went to the NIT. And then, of course, last year they did get back to the championship game, but it was UConn that had the hot hand. But, you know, they're easily, in my opinion, they're my preseason number one. I still do, for FoxSports.com, I'm still doing the power rankings, so people can see my preseason power rankings if they go to FoxSports.com, click on college basketball, and then click on power rankings. But I don't know how you can go against them on paper. There's probably five or six teams that are up at that top level, but in my book, you've got to start with Kentucky.
When you review the championship game from last year between Kentucky and UConn, what prevented them, the Wildcats, from winning it all?
Well, I think they, you know, because of youth in some ways, they may not have been, I don't want to say focused, but, you know, they were right there. It was a close game. UConn just executed better down the vital minutes in the second half. And UConn had Shabazz Napier, a senior leader, and, you know, I always love to see that. I'm old school, and I like seeing those seniors that stick around. And he was very driven, very motivated, because they had been banned that year before. And I think that motivational drive that UConn had, and it started with Shabazz, and, of course, Ryan Boatwright was his backcourt mate, and Ryan's going to be the leader on the team this year. He decided to come back, and I think they both made really wise decisions. When you look at Shabazz now with the Miami Heat and was a first-round draft pick, and he wouldn't have even been drafted the year before. I can guarantee you that. I mean, I think that was one of the smartest decisions ever made by a kid to come back, and then he was, you know, ended up being conference player of the year, and he was MVP of the Final Four, and he got a lot of national player of the year award consideration too. And it couldn't have been a better story, because the guy is just really team oriented, he had to follow up Kimball Walker and ended up doing something pretty impressive by his own right by taking them to another championship. But and Kentucky was very talented. They had some foul trouble. I think they got a little flustered at the end of the first half, and it was just UConn's time. It was just one of those things that they weren't going to be denied, and it had a lot to do with Shabazz reminding those guys the year before that their opportunity had been taken away, and it was not even on their own fault. It was for reasons academically that of players before them at UConn. So it was one of the coolest stories I've ever followed, not just because I've written about UConn for so long, but I think the whole national college basketball media entourage was just very intrigued by what they did, and there was a point even at the very end of the season in the conference tournament where they had two games against Louisville where they looked horrible, and you just thought, well, they'll be in the tournament, but it may not be a very long ride, and it turned out all the way to the last night. So pretty cool.
Ken Davis, award-winning sports writer who has covered college basketball for over 35 years, is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at eRadio Sports. Tell all the listeners across the country, Ken, where they can check out some of your work, too.
I have my blog at kendavisfiles.com. There's everything about my background there, too, and you can still order the book that came out last year.
Oh, yes.
Things Kansas fans should know and do before they die.
Uh-huh.
So it's appropriate time to go back and buy that. It came out about a year ago this time. And so, I blog on there, and I am now following in your footsteps and doing a little dabbling in radio on internet.
Yay.
Radio. You can hear my shows on Thursday nights between 8 and 9 Eastern Time. It's called College Countdown with Ken Davis, and it's on smcradio.com. If you go to smcradio.com, you can see all the shows that the network has pulled together, and you can click on the College Countdown with Ken Davis and hear it live there, and you can hear it on TuneIn Radio, too. So we'll see what happens with that. It's been a lot of fun to be in that mix the last 10 weeks. It's something I've always enjoyed doing when I talk to you or do other shows and stuff.
Sure.
So now I'm on the other side, and we've had a lot of good guests so far. So it's kind of fun to, as you know, just to get things set up and when you have a good show, and then try to live through it when you have a bad show. But you don't have any bad shows. I know that.
Oh, you're so sweet. Hey, Ken, we are flat out of time. I can't believe that. Ken Davis has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We've just got to have you back in a few weeks because I want to get through the top five. I've got Arizona in my top five, and they certainly pride themselves on defense, and were so close last year, I think, to advancing to the Final Four. Ken, always a pleasure. Congratulations on your success. We'll talk to you real soon, I promise, okay?
Thanks a lot, E.
Absolutely. Ken Davis has been with us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out StewartCadillac.com. We will be right back at YSR.